It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So we are going to finish up the Isaiah portion, or at least that big, huge chunk of 13 chapters that Nephi talks about. You know, what's interesting is 20 of the Isaiah chapters, 20 out of 64 chapters are in the Book of Mormon. So every single time you want to read the Book of Mormon, you are going to come across 20 chapters of Isaiah, and 13 of them are very close together right here. As we get into chapter 25, we really get to see Nephi's thoughts on why he loves Isaiah so much. In fact, you get into chapter 1. Now I, Nephi, do speak somewhat concerning the words which I have written. Again, these last 13 chapters of Isaiah that he's put into here, which have been spoken by the mouth of Isaiah. For behold, Isaiah spake many things which were hard for many of my people to understand. And I know you and I were just like, hey, this, yep, I get it. Isaiah is hard. For they know not concerning the manner of prophesying among the Jews. So it's not that Isaiah is hard. It's the fact that we don't fully understand the manner of prophesying among the Jews. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Verse number 4. Wherefore, hearken, O my people which are of the house of Israel. Give ear unto my words, for because the words of Isaiah are not plain unto you, nevertheless they are plain unto all those that are filled with the spirit of prophecy. So if you're having a difficult time understanding Isaiah, you've got to understand the way Isaiah prophesies. Now, one of the things to remember is that Isaiah is not only a prophet, but he is a poet. Now, in my mind, if I'm a poet, I've got to rhyme things. And I also understand that that is not the only way to write poetry. Poetry has a very big range of how it can be portrayed and expressed. Now you go back to that verse number 4. But I give unto you a prophecy according to the spirit which is in me. Wherefore I shall prophesy according to the plainness which hath been with me from the time that I came out from Jerusalem with my father. For behold, my soul delighteth in plainness unto my people, that they may learn. Verse number 5. Yea, and my soul delighteth in the words of Isaiah. For I came out from Jerusalem. Mine eyes hath beheld the things from the Jews, and I know that the Jews do understand the things of the prophets. And there is none other people that understand the things which are spoken unto the Jews like unto them, save it be they that are taught after the manner of the things of the Jews. So again, understanding a little bit about Old Testament prophecy, understanding a little bit about how God works with his children then is going to help you understand Isaiah just a little bit better. Also understanding in verse number 6, I understand this because I have myself have dwelt at Jerusalem, wherefore I know concerning the regions round about. One of the things that gets really confusing about Isaiah is he's talking about places that we've never heard of before. Nephi's like, I get it, I understand. But this is where I'm from, and so this is where I understand this. So for me to be able to say, you know, here I am, I'm living in Utah, I'm in Upper North Davis County. So I start mentioning places like Clinton and Layton and Kaysville and Farmington and Bountiful. Those who are not from this area, that's not going to mean anything to them. But those who are from this area, you're just like, I get it. Yeah, I know where those places are. So that's one of the things to understand. So there are maps and there are things to help you understand Isaiah just a little bit better as well with that. Now, verse number 8 is a great verse. Wherefore, they are of worth unto the children of men, and he that supposeth that they are not, unto them will I speak particularly. So if you're like, Isaiah doesn't apply to me, Nephi's like, I'm talking to you, pal, okay? And confine the words unto mine own people, for I know that they shall be of great worth unto them in the last days, for in that day shall they understand them, wherefore for their good have I written them. So that's why Nephi writes this message. Now, as I was reading this, it just reminded me of a little experience we had as a family just a couple months ago. We went up for a family movie and all of our kids went to this movie, and it was a movie that my oldest daughter loves, and so she wanted us to see the movie. And so we're sitting there in this movie and I honestly was bored senseless. I'm sitting there in the movie going, I had no idea what was going on. I was lost. I was super confused with it. I was bored, and I'm just sitting there going, okay, why are we here and when can we get out of this? At the end of the movie, I looked over at my daughter and she's sitting there with tears in her eyes. And she's like, that was one of the most beautiful things I've seen. And I'm just like, were we in the same movie? Now, one of the things about this is she and I have a very different point of reference on that right there. She understands the culture with that. She understands what this movie means. For me, I did not have all that. So I'm sitting there kind of like the way a lot of people are with Isaiah. When they read it, they're just like, oh, I don't get this. And yet to those who do have a little bit of a basis of what Isaiah's message is all about, the message can become very beautiful. And you can see why Nephi says, look, I delight in his words, because he understands the basics of this. So understanding just a little bit of background about this, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but understanding a little bit of background. In fact, in this movie that we watched, I went up and looked up a little bit about what this is about, and I can totally now see that message and why it meant so much to my daughter. water. So as we take the time to give it just a little bit of effort, that message can mean something to us. So kind of putting this together, God has made covenants with his children, even the stupid ones, even the disobedient ones, even the ones who don't even remember or know that he has made covenants with them. And as we introduce them to Jesus Christ, who's one of the greatest focuses of the words of Isaiah, they will have desire to keep their end of that covenant. Isaiah's world and culture and geography can be very confusing to us here in 2024, but Isaiah also saw our day, and much of what the house of Israel dealt with then can very much apply to us now. So if you can keep those things in mind every single time you read the Isaiah chapters, you're not going to be bored with them. Your soul can delight in them. My soul delights in the words of Isaiah. I really do. I'm excited whenever I get to see an Isaiah chapter because I understand some of the basics of why Isaiah spoke. And as you understand those things, I think it's going to make more sense to you the more you read it. I'm grateful for this message, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.